Well, as I mentioned, we're going to be finishing up with our lesson on fellowship, just going over the conclusion, some of the concluding thoughts that Brother Copeland had in that lesson. I'll try to project as best I can. My voice isn't what it's normally at because on Tuesday nights I yell and scream at high school girls to play defense on basketball. So I apologize for that if you can't hear me. I'll try to be as loud as I can. As we've gone through and we've been talking for the last few weeks about this issue of fellowship and the practice of fellowship, there are several things that we've mentioned. First of all, in that lesson, we talked about the problem of self-centeredness and how fellowship really goes completely against that idea of self-centeredness. In order to be the Christians that we need to be, and in order to participate in that fellowship, we've really got to put ourselves aside and put others first. We need to have that idea of wanting to be around other Christians, wanting to, because we can't participate in fellowship with other Christians if we're not around them. We talked about how we can practice that fellowship through assemblies of the church. I think that's obviously one of the most important and one of the places that we most regularly participate in fellowship in. Not obviously not the only place, but a church where we assemble to worship God, to sing songs of praise unto Him, to study a portion of His Word, to pray to Him, to participate on the Lord's Day, on the first day of the week, and the partaking of the Lord's Supper, to remember His death. Those are all acts of fellowship that we do when we assemble together. Other instances are through Bible studies in the home, by visiting other brethren. Hospitality is one of those acts of fellowship that we talked about, but ultimately it comes from fulfilling our duties to one another as Christians, and in order to do that, we've got to be around each other, and unfortunately, I think in today's church, sometimes people have the idea of wanting to kind of stick to themselves, and some people's personalities are more like that than others, and that's understandable, but we need to be around each other and realize the importance of that fellowship that we have with each other in Christ and participate in those acts of fellowship that we've talked about throughout this lesson. And of course, those acts of fellowship, we've defined the term, we've talked about it a little bit, how it's a spiritual thing. It's not something that is, I guess a way to put it would be secular. It's not something that we do, just in everyday things, work, school, associations, recreational activities that we participate in. We can definitely participate in fellowship while we're doing those things. Brother Justin Carroll, he mentioned the other week when we were talking about that issue, when he's golfing, sometimes it takes him a while, and so he'll have spiritual discussions with the one he's golfing with. And those spiritual discussions are definitely an act of fellowship, but that golfing isn't. And so when the Bible mentions fellowship throughout the New Testament, it's referencing those spiritual activities that we participate in, and that's something that's important to keep in mind. It's important to make that distinction because unfortunately there are many today in the church that I think associate those recreational activities as fellowship just because we're doing them with fellow members of the church, and those activities in and of themselves aren't what the Bible describes as actively participating in fellowship with one another. But the teaching, the praying together, the studying of God's Word, the hospitality that we show to each other, letting each other into our homes, that sort of thing, those are the types of participation in fellowship that is taught in the New Testament and that we need to abide in. If you would turn to Acts chapter 2, I just want to read a couple of verses. Once again, this is just a little bit of a review to kind of sum up the things that we've been talking about having to deal with the subject of fellowship. But in Acts chapter 2 and in verse 42, Acts chapter 2 verse 42. And of course, this is on the day of Pentecost when the church is established, after Peter tells them what they need to do to be saved and to repent. In verse 42, he says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers." And so, you know, once again, it's something that's of a spiritual nature. We see that in the context of this passage. In Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, we're commanded to, you know, not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, because we are to exhort one another. Edification is one of the reasons that we are here, is to edify each other. And those are all acts of fellowship that we have. Once again, we got to be around each other in order to have that fellowship and participate in that fellowship. Are there any comments or anything about anything anybody would like to say about the lesson of fellowship that we've been talking about the last couple of weeks before we move on? Anything you'd like to reiterate or go over again or view? All right then.